So let's review. In the previous daf, we said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda does not allow saving new tefillin on Shabbos is that it may have been made as an amulet and not for the mitzvah of tefillin. Our Gemara offers a different explanation. Old tefillin refers to when the ritzuis are knotted as required, with the yud on the shel yad and the dalis on the shel roish. Chadashus yesh ben ritzuis b'loy mikusharis. New tefillin refers to when the ritzuis are not knotted. Now, there is no question as to the kedushas tefillin, because Rabbi Yehuda agrees loy tarach inish. A person will not go to all the trouble of fashioning a kamei in the form of tefillin. However, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow saving new tefillin on Shabbos, because without the knots, the tefillin are puzzle and consider a masay, a burden. Making the knots on Shabbos is forbidden because of the malach of kosher, tying a knot. The Gemara asks, V'la'an vinhu mi'anev, why can't they be tied in a bow? The Gemara gives two answers. Am Rav Chizda, Zayse Meres, Aniv Psula B'Tfilin. A bow is not a valid knot for tefillin. Abaya Amar, Rehudel Tamei, the Amar Aniv Kshirim al Yosahi. Even if we would say that a bow in the proper shape would be a valid knot for tefillin, it's forbidden to make it on Shabbos, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow, like a knot, is asr on Shabbos. Amrav Chizda Amarav. Halakech tefillin mimisha ena mumcha. If somebody buys tefillin from a person who is not a known expert, he should check either two tefillin shel yad and one shel roish, or two shel roish and one shel yad, because we have to establish a chazaka that the person knows how to write both shel yad and shel roish. Rebbe, who holds that a chazaka is established with just two times, would say that we only have to check one shel yad and one shel roish, unless you're buying several bundles where each bundle may have come from a different cipher, and therefore a chazaka has to be established with each bundle independently. The Gemara now continues to explain each line in the Mishnah. Matzan tzevasim. If he found lots of tefillin, either tied in pairs and then bundled together, oy kriches, or just bundled together, and wearing one pair at a time would anyway take all day, past sunset, machshech alehin umavian. He should stay with them until Shabbos is over and then carry them all home. Ubisakana mechasen b'haylach. If his life might be endangered because of sakonas nachri, a decree against wearing tefillin, he should just cover the tefillin and leave them there, whether one pair or many. In the case of many, and waiting there would involve sakonas listim, danger from bandits, the Tanakhama says, Melichin pachis pachis medalat amas. He should carry the tefillin less than 4 amas at a time, while Reb Shimon says, Noisin lechavere vechavere lechavere, he should pass it from person to person until they reach a safe place. The Tanakhama prefers taking it himself less than the dalat amas at a time, because passing it off to many people will be avshe milsa de Shabbos, a public display of disrespect for Shabbos. Reb Shimon prefers passing between people, because one person carrying less than 4 amas at a time, zimnin de lava daite, might forget and carry more than 4 amas. V'chein benoi. Even in the case where a woman gave birth in a field, Reb Shimon prefers bringing him in by many people, even though it's not advisable for the baby to be handled by so many people, rather than one person carrying him less than dalat amas at a time. The final halacha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Naisen adam chavis l'chaver v'chaver l'chaver, afil l'chutz l'tchum. Rabbi Yehuda allows transporting a barrel of water even further than Tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amas by passing it from person to person. Acham disagree. Like the halach zu, yesim ragli ba'aleha. The barrel may not travel any further than the Tchum of its owner. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda's ruling from a universally accepted Mishnah in Masechet Tzibeya, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, which teaches, Habehema v'hakelim karagli habailim. Animals and utensils are restricted to the tchum of their owners. The Gemara offers three explanations of Rabbi Yehuda. First, Amar Shlakish Mishum Levi Saba, Hacha b'ma'aran michavis l'chavis. The barrel itself is not being transported past its tchum. The water is poured over from one barrel to another before the end of each barrel's tchum, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Mayim ein behem mamash. Water does not have a tchum because it's insignificant. The Chacham holds that water does have a tchum. It is significant. The Gemara rejects this explanation, because Rabbi Yehuda only considers water to be nullified when it is part of a dough. But if it is in a pot of cooked food, and certainly if it's in a barrel, it is significant enough to have a tchum. Second, Amar Rava, Hocha bechavis shekantza shvisa umayim shaloi kanu shvisa askinan. Our Mishnah is speaking of a case where the barrel indeed had the tchum of its owner, but the water had not acquired a tchum, because it was drawn from a river or spring on Shabbos, as Rashi cites a brisa from the Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Nahoris ha-moishchin ha-mayonis ha-noivin, ha-rehin karagli kaladim. One may take the water anywhere. Even the barrel may be taken further than its tchum because but l'chavis l'gabi mayim. The barrel is subordinate to the water. We learned a similar halacha in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos of Tzadikim Amud Beis. Hamoitzi oichen pachas mikashir b'kli potter af al kli shakli tfeilaloi. If one carries a small amount of food in the utensil, he is potter for carrying the food since it is less than the minimum amount required for carrying, and he's also potter for carrying the utensil since it is secondary to the food. The Chacham hold that, at least midrabbanan, the barrel is not considered secondary to the water and may not be removed from its tchum. Finally, Rav Ashi amar, Hacha b'chavis dehefker askinen, umayim dehefker askinen. The barrel and the water are hefker, and Rabbi Huda holds hefker items do not acquire a tchum. While the Chacham hold like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that cheftzi hefker kainan shvisa, even hefker items acquire a tchum. According to the last two pshat in Rabbi Huda, there are no restrictions of tchum on the water or the barrel. However, they must be passed from one person to another. If it's Shabbos, they must transfer it before the end of each Dalet Amis because of the Yisr Mava Dalet Amis B'Shus Arab. If it's Yom Tiv, they must transfer it before the end of each person's Tchum because of the Yisr Tchum. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'yikar b'sefer ali iskufa, v'neskal glas sefer miyadoi, goy lo yetzlai. If a person was reading from a scroll on the threshold of his house, and the scroll rolled outside, he can roll it back in. If he was reading on top of a roof and it rolled from his hand, there are three opinions. Tanakama holds, if the other end is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, he can roll it back up. If it is within 10 tfachim of the ground, it should be turned face down. If he holds, even if it is just slightly off the ground, he may roll it back. Reb Shimon Omer, afilah ba'aretz atzmoi goy lo yatzlai. Reb Shimon holds that even if the other end is on the ground, he can roll it back, because ein lecha davar shvus oimei b'fnei kisrei hakodesh. In order to protect the dignity of Holy Svarim, we allow an isdrabanan like pulling something that is partially in the Rishus HaRabim back into Rishus HaYachim.